This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your giant, dare we say, corporate ski resorts, all the bells and whistles, ski runs galore, with costs for rooms or Airbnbs, not to mention lift tickets, to match. But small mom-and-pop ski resorts are the heart of many a mountain ski town. Lifts can be had for maybe $100. Hills are smaller, sure, easier too, and maybe there are just a couple of lifts, but way less crowded, right? What happens, though, when winters, as they are, become less predictable? Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has that one.
It's a blue sky day at White Pines Ski Resort, a two-chairlift ski hill outside of Pinedale, Wyoming. Families are sitting outside eating burgers and fries, but one thing is missing: skiing. The snow is sparse, with rocks and grass poking through.
Are you guys itching to ski?
I'm cold.
No, itching to snowboard.
Oh, to snowboard. Oh, good. Yes, we're waiting to get up here and play.
Since the ski hill isn't open yet, local Kelsey Bailey and her three kids, Axel, Hannah, and Monet, are doing a snow dance. The idea is if they dance enough, the snow just might start falling.
Let's see your dance, Axel.
White Pine is a winter staple for locals. Owner Alan Blackburn wears a Carhartt jacket and tweed flat cap. He looks up at the empty hill.
The little road which runs up the hill, normally it's covered, but you can just make it out here.
But with little snow, Blackburn says it's dangerous.
All you do skiing across it, you just go humpity bump, 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 fall, trip. They could easily come out of their skis and break their leg.
In the past, White Pine could rely on opening by December 1st, with sometimes hundreds of skiers buying lift tickets daily. But over the last decade, Blackburn says the snow has become unpredictable, meaning they can't open on time and make money. And the next closest ski hill from White Pine is 88 miles away.
I think the ski resort industry is going to suffer because of just variability.
Sophia Schwartz is a professional skier with the group Protect Our Winters. They talk a lot about climate change and its effects on the ski industry.
Folks who are looking to plan maybe a holiday vacation might be skeptical about choosing to come to these winter environments.
Because of a lack of snow. So the only way around that? Man-made snow. A mixture of water, cold temperatures, and high-pressure air. Snowmaking machines spew out icy snow across Snowy Range Ski Resort near Laramie, Wyoming. They're locally owned with 5 chairlifts, and they did open December 1st.
What we're open on right now is pretty much all snowmaking snow.
Riley Copeland oversees snowmaking at the 250-acre Snowy Range, and he says it's a must. They wouldn't be open without it.
I mean, that's just money lost without having customers here.
But snowmaking isn't cheap. HKD Snowmakers, a company that makes snow guns and related products, says the initial investment in tech to make snow for just 1 acre can run anywhere from $60,000 at the low end to $500,000. Back at White Pine, owner Alan Blackburn says he might invest in snowmaking equipment for next season. It's the only way he might be able to consistently open early and get lift tickets sold.
It'll help my pocket, as at the moment it's got a big hole in it.
A hole that means the wider community is losing money too, as outdoor shops and restaurants and hotels also wait for snow to bring customers to town. In Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.